Chag Sameach. Shabbat Shalom. Jewish singer-songwriter and perhaps poet laureate Adam Sandler once wrote, "Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights." In doing so, he encapsulated what most people's understanding of Hanukkah is: presents and lights. Now, while we could spend some time discussing proper gift-giving practices for Hanukkah, and my 10-year-old self would probably enjoy that, I would instead like us to turn our attention to how Hanukkah is known as the Festival of Lights. Now, this is an interesting title for Hanukkah because the word itself, as Rabbi Glenn pointed out, means dedication, not light. So why is this festival or feast of dedication also known as a festival of lights? Well, during the eight nights of Hanukkah, we use a special menorah or lamp, which is known as a Hanukkiah in modern Hebrew. Unlike the menorah with six branches and seven lights that was found in the Tent of Meeting and later in the temple, the Hanukkiah has eight branches with eight lights of the same height and one that is raised higher. You can see one here to my left. The reason why we have and use a Hanukkiah is found in the story of Hanukkah. Now, the typical story of Hanukkah, which I was taught in Hebrew school, is how the wicked king and general Antiochus Epiphanes, whose name literally means God manifest or God revealed, which tells you something about how he viewed himself, went into Israel and forced our people to give up faith in the Lord to worship Greek gods. And so in response to the murder and paganism, Judah Maccabee, his brothers, and a small remnant of people who were still loyal to the Lord began a war against Antiochus. With Adonai's help, they drove him from the land of Israel and rededicated the temple to the Lord. Rabbi Glenn, of course, talked about this a few minutes ago. But there was one major problem. There was only enough oil to last one day to relight the menorah that burned eternally in the temple. And so even though the oil should have lasted for just one day, a miracle occurred, and it lasted 8 days until more oil could be produced. So the holiday of Hanukkah is celebrated as the Festival of Lights, and we commemorate this holiday with our menorahs and our gift-giving. The problem with this story I learned in Hebrew school, and that you may have also have heard, is that the miracle of the oil most likely never happened. In 1st and 2nd Maccabees, which record the story of Hanukkah for us, there is no mention of this miracle. It was most likely invented later by the rabbis, who then recorded it in the Talmud. But does this mean we should toss out our menorahs? Does someone need to tell Chabad to shut down the giant menorah mobiles? I believe the answer is no to these questions. Moreover, I believe there is a place for the Hanukkiah in our homes and traditionally right in our windows. The Hanukkah menorah is a sign for us of the power of Adonai in our past, our present, and our future, which I'll be talking about for the rest of this time. So to understand the Hanukkiah, we must first understand the temple menorah that it represents. We read in Exodus 25 the incredibly specific design for the menorah. The Lord commanded that it be designed with flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms. It was to have six branches extending from the main lampstand, and the entire design was crafted from a talon of gold, which is about 100 pounds of gold as one solid piece. Now, even though I'm an accountant, I didn't crunch the numbers, but let me tell you, that's a lot of money and that's a lot of gold. But the menorah served a very practical purpose. It served as a source of light in the Tent of Meeting and later the temple's holy place. In Leviticus 24, we are told that the menorah was to be kept burning continuously, a practice the historian Josephus tells us still occurred during the time of Yeshua. This continuously burning light of the menorah is a symbol of the power of Adonai, the source and creator of light. In Genesis, it is recorded that during creation, the universe was tohu va-vohu, chaotic and empty. Total and absolute darkness reigned. This was a darkness that we cannot truly comprehend. This is beyond being in a dark basement or bathroom where you know light still exists outside that space. It was an endless darkness stretching on forever. The universe had never experienced light. We read the Lord literally spoke light into being, and it began to rush out, filling and pushing back the darkness. But as brilliant as this created light outside of Adonai was and still is, so bright we must turn away because our limited human eyes cannot fully take it in. It will eventually fade and disappear. However, the light of God himself is eternal. The creator of light never wavers, never fades, and his will is always accomplished. So the menorah does not just represent God's creation of physical light, but it also represents spiritual illumination as well. We read, as King David declares in 2 Samuel 22, "You, Lord, are my lamp. You, Lord, are my menorah. The Lord turns my darkness into light." King David experienced Adonai as a menorah who turned the spiritual darkness in his heart into light. Now, for David, this was found through the Mosaic Covenant. But for us today, in a more powerful way, God's light can dwell within us. It's not just experienced outside of us. Through the Lord's Holy Spirit, given through the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua, we can have light within our hearts. Or as Rabbi Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 4, it's one of my favorite verses in Scripture, "For the same God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Messiah." By believing in and becoming loyal to Messiah Yeshua, we can not only experience the light of God's glory, but to have that same light live within us and make us a source of that light. Into the endless spiritual darkness of our hearts, the Lord comes in and makes us his temple. A great picture of this process is in how we light the Hanukkah menorah. We first light the middle candle that stands above the other eight, the servant candle, known as the shamash, which means servant in Hebrew. Using the light of the shamash, we light the other candles. Messiah Yeshua is like the shamash. The Son of God became a servant for us, and in his resurrection has been raised in heaven. Through him, light has been spread to each of us, just as it is spread to each candle progressively every night. We become containers for that light, fragile lamps that are only held together by the power of Adonai. So if believers in Messiah Yeshua share in the light of God, what are we to do with that light today? Messiah Yeshua gives us the answer in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So we are called to let our light shine out for others. This is not for our own praise, but for the praise of the Lord who has given us this light. Just as the menorah in God's temple gave continuous light for the priestly ministry, so the light we carry is to illuminate the ministry we are called to. Sharing the good news of Messiah Yeshua and the lives we live are to point others to Adonai through his Messiah. In the same way Israel is called to be a light to the nations, we are also called to be that light as well. Our faith, our light, cannot be hidden under a bowl, but placed like our menorahs in our windows as a sign to a world covered in darkness that light exists, and his name is Messiah Yeshua. Now, it is a fact that daily we fail in our duty to be temples of Adonai. For believers, our light dims and is tarnished by the sins we commit in the sinfully dark world around us. For those who have not placed their faith in Messiah Yeshua, there is no light to be found. It is still tohu vavohu. It is like the desecrated temple and the extinguished menorah during the story of Hanukkah. But Rabbi Glenn powerfully explained to us a few minutes ago how we need cleansing and that we can indeed be cleansed. The Maccabees, through the power of Adonai, performed the real miracle of Hanukkah, reclaiming and rededicating the temple, and in a way, we could be rededicated as well. Our lamps can be filled to the brim with the Holy Spirit, and our light can shine to illuminate and push against the darkness around us once again. But this requires us to acknowledge our sins, to admit we fall short, and to ask for the forgiveness the Lord freely provides. Now, 1 John 5 through 10 tells us how to receive God's forgiveness and warns us against being deluded that we are good enough or that we have obtained some sort of spiritual maturity that means we have no room left to grow. We read, "This is the message we have heard from him," referring to the Messiah, "and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Yeshua, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Adonai. None of us can bear on our own to withstand just one of God's created lights, the sun. Left out in it too long, we burn and die. In the same way, if we were to stand right now before the presence of the source of all light and life on our own, without the redemption found in Messiah Yeshua, we would be totally consumed and destroyed. We must be honest with ourselves, believers and unbelievers, and admit that we need to be cleansed by Messiah Yeshua so that we can share in his glorious light. This may mean we are dedicated for the first time or rededicated into his service when we miss his standard. You know, even when things seem their darkest, and, you know, in society today, things seem pretty dark. I mean, you know, nuclear war and the economy and everything else going on in the news, it's very dark times we live in. But even when things seem their darkness, the light of God can still be found. You know, the prophet Zechariah learned this as he helped lead a small remnant returning to Israel to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple and rededicate it. In Zechariah 4, the Lord gave him a vision of several menorahs and asked if he understood the meaning of them. The Lord explained that his will in Zechariah's generation would be accomplished, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. It is not through our power that great works are done, but through the untiring work of God's spirit. The still small voice of Adonai moves more powerfully than anything we can muster on our own. As believers, we are called to let the light we have been given shine, to share and serve our great Creator. The Lord has promised to accomplish the rest in driving out spiritual darkness. So the menorah represents God's power in our past, with creation and our ancestors. The menorah also represents us today and our need to be spiritually clean lamps of Adonai. But the menorah is also a symbol of future hope. It is a reminder that despite the fact deep darkness seems to cover the world around us, we have an unbreakable promise that what has been accomplished in part now will ultimately be fulfilled when Messiah Yeshua returns and he begins his reign on earth. You know, we only have a limited amount of time to get right with our Creator. As we read in Hebrews, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. We have a limited amount of time to become cleansed. And this is because one day soon, he will return to Jerusalem, and every knee will bow, and every mouth will confess that he is God. We read in Revelation that the heavens and the earth will fade away with all its brilliant light. But it will also be replaced with a new heavens and a new earth, crowned with a new Jerusalem. In the new Jerusalem, we read in Revelation 21, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb, referring to the Messiah, is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Revelation 22, the final chapter of God's word, adds that there will be no more night. They, speaking of Messiah's community of Jews and Gentiles, will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. In these final chapters of God's word, we have an amazing promise of light that can never be extinguished, of lamps that can never be put out. The Lord himself will be our light and will drive away the suffering and darkness of Satan, sin, and death forever. There will be no more death, mourning, or pain. All these things will have passed away. This is the eternal home to which every follower of Messiah Yeshua will eventually go. A place filled with the glory of God's light that will shine brighter than any created sun. A light that will finish transforming us into the image of our wonderful Messiah. So as we light our menorahs, sing our songs, and place them in the windows of our homes, let us remember what these small lamps really represents. The miracle of the oil lasting 8 days may have never happened, but the miracle of the restoration of worshiping the Lord and his temple did. As we see the flickering light of the menorah, may it point us to the eternal Creator of lights and the light we all share through his Spirit. May we also remember the future hope and future light that we as believers will be illuminated by one day in the new Jerusalem. May the Lord soon cause a new light to shine on Zion, and may we be worthy to delight in its splendor. Blessed are you, O Lord, the source of light, creator of the menorah, giver of the light of the Messiah, and creator of the heavenly lights. Thank you.